Hey, Bears fans, this is Cole Wright from Marquee Sports Network. Now, we know you can never get enough Bears, so join us Tuesday for Bear Essentials, a recap of this week's Bears action and analysis of the week ahead. Then, we'll re-air this week's Bears game at 7 o'clock on Marquee Sports Network.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Hope your Wednesday afternoon is going great.
How could it not? Sunny outside. It's a beautiful day.
We got football this afternoon.
You got an afternoon NFL game.
Now, I would rather have this on tonight. I would forget the tree lighting ceremony. I would much rather be able to sit down.
What do you have against lighting the tree? I mean,
what's that? Nothing. But it's football or tree lighting. If I'm doing a would you rather, I want a football game at night. It's a good football game for night.
I've got the opportunity to watch both, and all I'm going to watch is the football game. So I'm just pulling your chain. Yeah, I'd rather watch this at night. But this is kind of, you know, this is the essence of 2020, isn't it?
You're right. That's good.
And yes. Robert Griffin III will be your starting quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens.
RG3.
Which my dumb ass would pile all my chips into my palms, and I'd push them to the center of the table and screamed Steelers, and I'd probably lose them all.
Right, right. Of course, because that's the way it's been.
It's the way it happens.
The way it's been going.
Yes.
So we will. This is still this previous week's NFL action. Still a part of last week's action.
Is still week 11 or week 12? Week 12?
Week 12. Right. Yeah. Yes. So
I love it.
We'll keep you posted on that, and hope everyone's doing great. We're here until 6 o'clock. The phone number to reach us, 312-332-3776. It's actually a big day with the NFL action. We've got one of the biggest Illini basketball games in years and years and years tonight in Indy. They're taking on the second-ranked team in the country. They're a top-five team. Illini fans continue to pester me and say,
oh, really?
Give our team a shout-out. Yes.
Well, here's your shout-outs. Hey, yeah. The Illini are playing tonight.
Well, they have a chance to do some damage this year. So they're playing tonight. We've got a Matt Nagy press conference where he could stick his foot in his mouth again this afternoon and say the exact opposite of what he said 48 hours ago.
We never reheard your comment about his hot ass from yesterday.
No, I repeated it once.
Oh, did you?
I said his hot butt. That's
okay.
And I was trying to explain the hot seat in a different way.
Right, it came out
mentioning
wrong.
That his butt is hot.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to say his ass is hot. So I went with hot butt,
okay.
And it came out awkwardly, but
hey, listen, 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, there are bound to, for all of us, there are bound to be some awkward audio moments.
Oh yeah, you more than others.
Yeah, no question.
So you're one to talk.
You're right. There's no question. There's no doubt about it.
Maybe we can get a holiday parody song with a hot butt reference, a Nagy hot butt reference. You got to be able to work that in. And they've been good. We've got holiday parody songs to play today. If you want to enter, it's ESPNparody.com.
There are a lot of, we were locked into just football as the only sports-a-roo conversation for a while. But, you've got some baseball decisions across MLB that are going to have to be made. You've got the NBA guys getting to training camp, and the NBA's getting revved up again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
LeBron signed a deal today. Did you see that?
I saw that, an extension for 2 more years, right?
Last deal?
I looked at Black, and I said, he's going to get 6. Then what are you going to do?
But the conversation's over.
I'm just trying to tweak Black.
I know. I don't think Black gets – Black, do you get tweaked by that, though? I mean,
I
roll my eyes like a Matt Nagy press conference these days at the LeBron talk.
You're bothered by the LeBron talk, Chris. You let us know that, I think, last week in one situation.
No. I'm bothered by those who ignore facts and just like to overhype LeBron James. That's what annoys
Welcome
me.
To Sports Talk Radio.
No, I know, but some people take it to an extreme, and you know who those people are.
Well, I think they do it for clicks.
What's the show, First Speaks First or whatever it is on FS1? You know what's going on.
Something against him for some reason.
Yeah, because his LeBron take is awful. You could lay out all the facts about MJ and LeBron, and Nick Wright will still tell you that LeBron's the greatest basketball player to ever play the game or any sport.
Yeah, it's sort of like the Trubisky conversation.
Right.
It's
really?
Nothing like, and I here's how I equate that, and then we'll get into the taboo topic of the day. I have nothing against LeBron. I actually now appreciate him finally. I was a meathead for several years when it came to LeBron.
Yeah, you didn't like him.
Well, yeah. Yes. I mean, you know, I kept getting beaten by him, my favorite Bulls teams. And but now I appreciate him. I appreciate him. I think rank him appropriately.
With maturity comes respect.
Yes. Yes. And it's been like several villains in my life in sports through the years. I
you
hated Favre forever.
I was just going to say, you probably hated Favre. And then you respect him. You probably went through a stretch where you hated Aaron Rodgers. But now you respect
now
him.
I respect
and
him.
I think,
when I was a kid, I hated Larry Bird.
See?
Hated him. Wouldn't appreciate him.
I think with the quarterback hate, it's more about hating when you look in the mirror and you see yourself and you've got Bears face paint on. And you kind of hate. It's not that you hate yourself, but you hate your team for not finding the quarterback while the team up north finds them. You know, like they're everywhere, and that's all they know is greatness.
But
so you
know,
just take
Favre
out your frustration. Yeah, I hate him.
Yeah, Favre is cocky. He's running around without his helmet at the Super Bowl. What are you doing, Favre? Put your helmet on.
Yeah, right.
Running around.
Right. And by the way, probably one of the most likable guys in the league the entire time he was in the league.
Love Brett Favre now.
Love Brett Favre. Yeah, that's
right. Towards the end of his career, I like
him. Yes, because you're not a petty young sports fan.
Right.
You're a mature, older seasoned, weathered sports fan.
So here's how the LeBron and Trubisky conversations are the same. I respect LeBron. I respect Mitch. I don't think he's very good. I respect him, though, and I don't get mad about him. I get mad about his backers and Ryan Pace.
Yeah, I get more frustrated with Ryan than I do those that constantly go to the mat to defend Mitch.
Right. Like, I don't want to trample on Mitch anymore, but there's still this dark web of people who keep bringing it up, like what Black said about the Nick Wrights of the world or the crazy people who want to argue about LeBron. It's not a non-debate anymore. The Mitch Trubisky thing is a non-debate. He will go down in history as a bust. He's a bust now. Not his fault, but he is.
Well, yeah, part of it's his fault, yeah.
Well, I mean, okay.
I know what you're saying, but...
But the LeBron conversation with Jordan is over. But people continue to argue for him like people continue to argue for Mitch and come at me at Twitter. And I just roll my eyes now and ignore them. That's how
I really coming after you still about Mitch?
Yes.
What are they saying? Oh, yeah. Like, again, I'll buy the argument, and I will agree with the argument at this point. Based on the ineffectiveness of their line and the other things, I'd rather see Mitch than see Nick behind this offensive line.
Yeah.
Like, but that doesn't mean I think that Mitch is any damn good. I just think he can stay alive longer and maybe create a little something here maybe that Nick can't. But what are people – are there really people
out there? Let me pull up my tweet about when I – on Sunday I pointed out, I go, look – we knew this last year about Mitch. We knew at the end of last year he wasn't the guy. You failed to see it. And I go, we certainly know this now, but you guys are a loyal bunch. And I said, peace to them. You know, it's amazing, like, the people still make excuses for him, and it's nothing against Mitch. It's about them. And this is an SH take, Sylvie.
Really?
Sylvie,
why can't they understand the nuance? Because at the same time, you will also tell them, look, the head coach has done him no favors, but that doesn't mean that he has these special quarterback powers that are going to be unleashed on the rest of the league when he gets away from this coach.
Oh, yeah. People still think when he's with Belichick, I get that. Oh, you watch when Mitch is.
I've seen that.
I had a guy tweet me. And so I have the New England Hive who says that once he's united with Belichick, that this guy's going to haunt the league for 10 years. And then I have the...
What? I mean, listen, there. I respect Cam Newton. I still don't know how healthy he is, but they're not haunting the league in year one right now, are they? I mean,
no.
What is he going to be able to do with Mitch?
They still beat the Cardinals. There are still games where you will say, yes, Belichick still knows he's really, really good, and he's good for a few wins here.
Yes, that was a Belichick special there,
yes.
Where what they did was they changed their defense up to negate what Kyler Murray does, and they took his ability to run away from him for the most part, and they forced him to beat them through the air. That's a Belichick special. But that's not like taking your quarterback and magically laying hands on him, and all of a sudden he starts to make you think about Aaron Rodgers.
Right. I had one guy tweet me over my stats for Mitch saying that Sylvie, it was just one game. And I'm like, dude, this is the last thing that's been just one game. That was the essence of that tweet. Is he had two interceptions. He fumbled the ball twice. Through three quarters, he was awful with completion percentage and passer rating, and they were down 41-10. Yes, the defense had a lot to blame. And yes, Matt Nagy has completely not played to the strengths of anybody on the offense. But this is the last thing about Trubisky is this just being a small sample size anymore.
Right.
So
how sad is it, too, that like I'm even willing to sit here and tell you, as bad as he is, I still think he's a better option on Sunday in this offense.
Yeah,
bad it is offensively across the board. I mean, that's just such an indictment.
I have a lot of energy these days, thank goodness.
Oh, that's good.
I have a lot of energy. You know what I don't have a lot of energy for? Really caring if it's Nick or Mitch.
Yeah.
Like, if Matt Nagy will come to the podium today and say, hey, we let Mitch speak, but now we're blindsiding him again, and we're going to go with Foles because he's healthy, I'd be like, don't care.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a Cutler, don't care. If they line up, I'm with you. Let Mitch run around. Let him try and make some plays. The Nick thing was valid on paper. I still don't love giving up a fourth-round pick. Didn't like it then because there were other options where you didn't have to give up draft capital. But I understood it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to the mat for Nick Foles anymore.
I'm not either.
So, I mean...
Yeah,
I'm more in the don't care mode.
What if they brought Jay back?
I'm here for that.
Are you?
Just to have a five game.
That Jay's coming back for the last five games of the season.
They make the playoffs. Don't laugh.
No, they wouldn't. They didn't make the playoffs. 13 with them.
Better defense now.
They may make the playoffs with this group they're facing over the next 5 weeks.
Now imagine if they had a guy that could throw the football over
the
mountains.
They could wing that thing all over the yard.
See?
With a little flair.
And
more night games. So the diabetes won't get him. I think they're all 12 o'clock starts, aren't they?
Who was he hanging out with? Was that a true thing that he was hanging out with
at
Thanksgiving?
He was in Charleston with Mark Block, his buddy and ours. And I guess the girl Shannon, I think, that was...
A villain on the reality show.
Yeah, she was the redhead from the Very Cavallari show.
Yeah, revenge tour.
No, but on Thanksgiving Day, wasn't he with
with Mike Fisher
with Carrie Underwood?
Yeah, you're right about that.
Did he cook Thanksgiving meal for Carrie Underwood Fisher?
He may have. That's the side of Jay that you and I fell in love with.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's what endears him to people.
Yeah.
Except some. That's why he's single now. 312-332-3776. I want to get to all your calls. They're already lining up to talk to us. And then I want to get into this taboo conversation.
Oh, yeah?
This is the people either like the conversation or they despise this conversation coming up next. There is no gray area regarding this conversation, and we will conduct it coming up next.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
Really is a taboo topic to some. Rooting for your team lose. Rooting for your team to lose. In some people's eyes, that is taboo. Cannot happen, cannot do it.
If you were to tell me that you were rooting for the Bears to lose because you think the only way significant change could occur, I would not blame you.
That's the reason. I mean, look, there are numerous reasons why you would want the Bears to lose these days. Is if they do make the playoffs, there is no hope that this team is winning the Super Bowl this year.
Agreed.
Even though it's just so crazy out there in the National Football League this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make them better in the long term either. If they lose now, there is a chance for real change. There's a chance for better draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance for and there's no chance to muddy the culture. That's always one that I get too, where people were saying, Sylvie, this Bulls team is really young. Forget about Doncic this year. Let Robin Lopez continue to play because these young guys need to learn how to win, and winning will only benefit the culture in the long time. When that's silly, because what would change the culture is
winning.
Is, yeah, if you get Doncic in the building to distribute and score and a wow. And
well, you know what we always talk about? We talk about good culture with winning programs. So it's the chicken or the egg thing. Okay, you can become a winning... You're not going to become a winning program only because you have great culture. You're going to become a winning program because you have excellent talent and good coaching.
Right. Like, this is Mitch's rookie year, and we still didn't know about Mitch's future, and we still thought there was greatness possibly for him. And you could say, hey... Look at how Mitch could benefit from a playoff run. Look how Mitch could benefit from playing in a playoff game or two.
Right.
Like, there's nothing here that will be here in the future. Matt Nagy is out of solutions. Ryan Pace has no solutions. Ted Phillips has no solutions. It would be an empty calorie playoff run if they would get there. And I'm at the point now where they completely ruined my NFL season. And I've always believed that to counter the argument of you're not a real Bears fan if you ever root against them, I'm rooting more for them in the big picture than you are.
Right.
No, you want instant gratification. I'm rooting for greatness with the Bears.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I think what you're doing is you're taking a zoom-out approach, and you're asking them – you actually have their long-term health in mind versus their short-term success. Like I've always told you, and it may make no sense to anybody, and that's fine. I can understand, as I just said a minute ago, if you're like you want them because you want change and it's the only path to better days. If they lose the next five games and it becomes an embarrassment, I think that will be the impetus for change. I just can't find myself sitting on my couch losing rooting for them to lose. I just can't. I don't know why. It's
and that's fine. And I won't rip you. Just don't rip me for taking my approach.
No, I would not.
That's
where
I get mad. And I send it to Bulls fans. I saved all these receipts, as they call them now. I send it to them. Them complaining that I was mad in December of that year when Mirotić came back from getting his face broken, and he started lighting it up, and people were telling me, Sylvie, this is good for the Bulls. I said, no, it's not. Their plan this year is supposed to be to lose and to get a high draft pick and to build and play the young guys. And if they should win, fine, but not these Robin Lopez's and Holidays and Mirotić's of the world. And I send it to them and I say, how your December of 2017 or 18, whatever year that was.
Yeah.
Okay. That was made nicer. But really, what did it get them?
Well, I'm with you for whatever reason, and this for an obvious reason. I feel differently about the Bears than other teams. Like I'm with you. I'll put I'll grab the pom poms and put the cheerleader outfit on and cheer for losses in that situation. The Bears it's a different vibe for me. But like, I know where you're coming from. Totally.
Right, like, can you imagine? We know that none of these guys have answers. And then they come out and they beat Detroit. And Mitch balls out like he always does against Detroit. And then they go out in your scenario. Then they win against the Texans and they beat the Jaguars. And now George McCaskey is saying, you know what? I think it's in the team's best interest. Ryan, you can stay. Pick me a quarterback going forward.
Right.
Do you think that's what's best for this team?
No.
Hell no.
No. I've said it to you a million times. He's had the opportunity in every vehicle and avenue possible to find the right quarterback, and they have failed. He has failed to do it in all of those different tries. There's no doubt about it. And the only reason I said it to you yesterday is not that I'm predicting they're going to win the next four. I'm just telling you, in this NFL in 2020... Don't be caught with your shorts down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be caught with your pants down. This team could go out there and beat the Lions.
You had a weird conversation about that before the show.
Yeah, I know. And again, what if they come? The Texans come to town and they have a couple more starters out? What then if you go to the new Minnesota stadium and you face a Vikings team that's got a couple of people? Look, I'm just preparing you. Like, this narrative now is, they're going to blow this thing up and change is here. Raw, it sucks now. I'm just warning everybody to tamp down what you think is going to happen until you see the continued implosion. Because the teams they're playing aren't like the last five teams they've lost to. This is different. This is different competition. You can argue that the last five teams they played, that's some of the stiffest competition you'll face in 2020. And as bad as they are, you got to tip your cap to the how good the other teams were. Well, you ain't tipping your cap to the Lions or the Texans or the Vikings or the Jags. So I'm just,
that's why losing to the Lions may be what's best for this team long term.
Yeah, I think it
that
is.
After firing the coach, with them coming off that Thanksgiving loss, after the Bears just got humiliated on national TV, Detroit rolling into town, and Matt Stafford leading them on a victory.
I think this is an inflection point. Like, we can look back at a lot of different things and go, oh, that's an inflection. There are several inflection points in a season. This is a big one. Think about it. Like, you're exactly right, Sylvie. If they get beaten by the Lions under the description that you just gave us about this team, and they drop to 5-7, a team that has looked hideous in their last two games. Remember, they got shut out by a Panthers team that was starting a kid that was playing in the XFL. And then they lost in embarrassing fashion at home on Thanksgiving to the Houston Texans. If that team comes to your building and beats you, inflection point. But if your team rises up after Matt's giving you, I'm going to kick you in the ass speech, and everybody, like, Mitch has got another start on. He was just rusty. Like, if they win this game, the narrative up there, at least in the short term, is going to change a little bit.
Sure. 312-332-3776. 71% of my poll question on what you're rooting for, losses or wins, 71%. It's brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. 71% are rooting for losses. So the majority going that way. Peter's in Miami. Hey, Peter, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hi, guys. How are you today?
We're great. How are you?
Good, good. The reason of my call is because we all know how much you love your polls. I'm calling to argue about your poll.
I'm all ears.
You have forgotten the number one option of an answer. Blow it all up. Because even if they lose out, these people are incompetent of making the right choices.
Well, but that's the art
here. That's
the
implication.
That's the, like, if they lose, hopefully it forces that oblivious nature into it being obvious. Instead of being oblivious, it becomes, we don't know that for sure. I mean, of course, I would think most Bears fans, Peter, would want them to blow it up at this stage. But are you to the point, as a fan, someone who wears the Sweetness jersey or the Urlacher jersey or whichever jersey you wear, are you to the point to actually rooting against your Bears team, against the Lions at home, to force that upon the ownership when there is no guarantee?
I can never root against my team. I'm sorry. But
you're rooting for them to blow it up.
Well, how
would beating the Lions help you?
I cannot sit on a Sunday afternoon, watch football, and want to lose.
I'm saying, but the further nuance to this poll question is, there's no guarantee even if they play poorly they're going to blow it up.
Right.
The insinuation is it's a lot more likely. It's much more likely that significant change will be at hand if they lose the majority of these following
games.
That's
why it's a tougher decision.
Right.
Absolutely.
Whereas if they win 3 of 5 and they get to 8-8, or they go 4-1 and they get to 9-7. Like, I find it hard to believe this significant change will be at hand. What I think they will do if that second scenario comes to be, even if they don't get to the postseason and they're 9-7 or they're 8-8, is that everyone will be given an ultimatum. You've got to get to the postseason or everybody's gone. And that's not going to be acceptable for most, because you're still with the same decision makers having to make decisions that will last for years to come.
You know what I thought Peter was going to say? I thought Peter was going to say the option I left out was always that apathy option that you always talk about, that the worst place for a fan base to be is the apathetic.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're rooting for wins or you're rooting for losses, or you really don't care anymore and you're tuning out the Bears because they have completely messed and you're watching the red zone or you're doing something else around the house.
If I'm an owner, the last emotion I want my fans collectively to be emoting is apathy.
You're right, like the don't care option.
I can't, like, that's when I know I'm in big trouble. I know I'm in trouble if everyone's pissed, but I got a chance to kind of win them back if I make some right decisions, make some change, and turn some things around. When I lose them because they're apathetic, they're harder to get back, in my opinion.
312-332-3776. Don't forget, we're going to keep you updated on all the NFL action this afternoon. We've got a good one between the Ravens and the Steelers. That's going on, yes, this afternoon. So we will keep you updated there. It's a busy day. Let's take some calls at 312-332-3776. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
There will be one day, when we don't have to discuss this anymore with any of our teams. Where they will be like Boston, and they will win, and they will win big, and we don't have to worry about rooting for losses.
Yeah, I'll hold my breath. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but Trent Dilfer is throwing to Dante Stallworth today for the Baltimore Ravens.
Is that what it is?
Well, it's RG3 to Dez Bryant, and they have got a whole host of Ravens that aren't starting, and I said to the fellas at the break, I'm really tempted to reload my DraftKings and Casino Queen Sportsbook app with some cash right now and put it all in on the Steelers. But then I looked at Bleck and said, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to show some restraints. The Giants really, the Giants ruined my mojo with how they lost that game, or they won, but they didn't cover to the Bengals. So I'm gonna sit in a corner in a little game.
It was the right
for the play, moment.
Though. You shouldn't be upset about it.
Don't go into my wallet.
Your logic was sound.
It's not
your fault that Daniel Jones got hurt and was not playing at the end
of the
game. Colt McCoy as the quarterback. I mean,
Chris, but that, like, any that
you had
that
sound gambling logic.
Anything can happen, right now.
Yeah,
I don't feel like getting.
Well, the choice is to stay away.
That's my point.
The choice.
Yeah, but I think Waddle should play today's game.
I was saying he is on the Steelers.
Do you want the specials? You want to hear the specials DraftKings offering?
The specials.
I just clicked on it too. They're boosting Ben Roethlisberger's odds to throw for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. They boosted it from plus 375 to plus 440. You interested? 300 yards and 3 or more touchdowns.
Nah, normally I would be, but right now I'm in a self-imposed gambling timeout.
Chase Claypool, the guy a lot of people wanted the Bears to take. First touchdown. I'm always a sucker for these bets, and I've never won. First to score. It's +8. It was +850. He's boosted to +1170.
If I had money in my account, I may play it, but you can't.
Should
get
I put
me to
$10
do
down on
yes,
that?
Yes, do it.
I have made a wager on today's contest.
Oh, you have?
I have.
If I was going to make a wager on today's contest, it would be in the first half. I'd take the Steelers, whatever the number is, to cover in the first half. I'm not going to sit back and watch a bad team cover a number in the final moments of a game that's put away like we saw on Monday night. I can't do it anymore. Emotionally, I'm not up for it. Like, I know these are small bets, but it stings my soul. It does. I mean,
RG3 to score 3+ touchdowns.
Oh,
3 or more touchdowns.
No chance.
Boosted from +425 to +500. I do think that you should get better odds for that.
Yes, I don't think RG3 is going to score 3 touchdowns.
No.
I'm just saying.
What's your play, Abdallah, before I go back to the phones?
I bet the under, 42.5. I think that these are two teams that they've been moved around so many.
It's got a 17 to 6.
They just
want to
get out, get in and get out, shorten the game, run the ball. Just, you know, I don't think that Tomlin's the kind of guy that's going to run up the score against I don't think so. They just want to get in and get out and be healthy at the end of this game.
Well, I don't think he'll intentionally do it, but if he's got an opportunity to hang 30 on them in a normal way, I think he will.
And will the Ravens score? Okay.
No, I'm with you. I just said I think I would bet on a 17-6 Steelers win.
All right, I'm riding with you on the under, and I put down a few bucks on Chase
Claypool. What's the first half? What's the first half number? It's got to be Steelers. I'm going to guess. Steelers
minus
5.
I just went under on 41.5 for the game. Let me look for the
number coming down.
Let me look at the half.
I'm going to guess it's Steelers minus 5. That's what I would play if I was playing.
If I lose that, let me take some cards.
6.5. 6.5, and the over-under is 20.5.
Abdallah was goading me into putting money in my account and betting it.
I just want to watch you for the next 3 hours.
He wants to see my head explode as the Ravens actually
keep... You should. Treat the listeners to some ornery waddle as you lose.
Give in to peer pressure.
On my own.
Give in to peer pressure. Give
Tony and Womat, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, we've tried the don't show up, let's root for them to lose. And what did that get us? Pace, Nagy, and Mitch Trubisky.
It did get them to change, though. I mean, they made the wrong moves, but, I mean, do you want to stand pat? So do you want to stand pat with the same guys who brought you that?
Yeah, but, you know, you guys talk about, so you said rinse and repeat a couple weeks ago. And that's what the Bears have been doing, rinse and repeat. Let's fire the coach, fire the GM, get a new band together, and we still suck. Let me ask you a question. You want to blow this up, and you want to become a magical organization that doesn't exist. Name me an organization in the NFL that you want to be like. I want to be like who?
There are numerous, of course. I mean, you start with New England there, but I'd like
to... Give me the best quarterback who's ever played. Okay. Fine. Give me another one.
I'd like to be like the Packers?
How about the Steelers?
Yeah.
Hey, the
How about
That's
the Ravens?
Great. So they've had two.
Steelers are a great call there.
All right, hold on. Let me ask. Packers, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks back-to-back over the past 30 years. They have two Super Bowls to show for.
Cubs narrative with my Bears team. I'll take the, we only won one with a great quarterback argument instead of the hell that we're stuck in.
You know, that's sort of my point. My point is that it's hard. It seems really hard. I'm not sure why it's so hard, but it is. In sports, to put together like that magic, it's hard. And there's no guarantee that it's ever going to repeat.
Tony, you just used the Packers as a great example. They've only won two Super Bowls. But how many times has that organization been in the postseason over the last 20 years?
Year in and year out.
And that's all you can ask for. That's what you can ask for as a fan.
You're right. Okay, you're right. But it's always a disappointment because if you told me I could have Aaron Rodgers for 20 years, I'd tell you we'd have a lot to show for it. But the organizational issues are they don't have the right defense. They don't have a running game. They don't have a receiver.
It's exactly what Waddle says about Mahomes. People who say Mahomes wouldn't be the same here. Would you rather have what the Bears are today over the last 35 years or take what the Packers have given you for the last 35 years?
Okay. So it's two organizations. It's Boston, it's the Packers, and everyone else thinks. Why is it so hard? I remember when the Chargers drafted LaDainian Tomlinson, and then they drafted Drew Brees with the second pick. I thought, oh my God, that's genius! They're going to the Super Bowl every year. I was at the Bears game where they benched Drew Brees and put Doug Flutie in his place. They ran him out of town. I see them draft Phillip Rivers. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to Hall. He's going to Hall of Fame. They got nothing to show for it. This new guy, he looks like a Hall of Fame quarterback. They're not going to have anything to show for that.
Tony, I didn't do that.
Yeah, no.
Don't look at me. I didn't do that. I didn't. The point.
Of course, it's hard.
The point I would make with Tony is, like to sit around and say it's the same excuse about that's what Bears football is, and we can get on Wilbon about this again today at 5:00. We're never going to get the quarterback, so stop worrying about it. Stop asking for it.
Yeah, that's
we're just
going to
play great
it more.
Defense and run the ball. Nonsense. You shouldn't settle for that. So why would you settle for, well, it's hard to win and only New England wins consistently? I'd take what the Packers have done 99.999. I'd take it 100 times out of 100.
Like, your Steelers answer is a good one. Again,
the Ravens
they
are build a good
through
one,
the draft.
Silly.
Yeah, the Ravens are a great one. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, get me to the postseason. The majority of the times that you go to kickoff to start the year, and let me take
my chances.
How about
Seattle? Would you like to be Seattle?
Absolutely.
There's another good answer.
I'd like to be Seattle.
You find your quarterback in the third round, and your general manager's been the same for years, and you just extended your head coach. Look, there are blips. Pete Carroll made a bonehead move not running the football at the goal line.
It's going to ebb. It's going to flow. There are going to be good times. There are going to be bad times. It's really hard to stay at the top of the mountain in this sport because of injuries, salary caps, all that stuff.
But even not winning a championship, like, you know how much fun I had in 2018. I had a fun in 2001 when the Bears flared up. Like, what if they did that year in and year out? Where, look, they're not guaranteed to win it, but they're going 13-3 more times than not. The 12-4 isn't a rarity. The 12-4 is what's happening year in and year out. Yeah, there's the disappointment of maybe not winning as many championships, but at least each season's fun.
I think that Bears fans are, for the reasons you're hearing people say, they have been worn down. They've been worn down, and this is what they expect. They're just like, well, it isn't going to get any better. We're never going to get the quarterback. And while that has been the norm, I don't think you can stop asking for it to be better. I just don't think you can.
I'm told Jose and Hegwish has a really good analogy that we'll get to with Ted Phillips. So, Jose, we'll start with you. I know C-Red Fred wants to talk Bears. If you have a Bears opinion, anything you want to get after with this, rooting for or against them, plus Matt Nagy will talk soon. Will he go back on what he said on Monday? 332-3776. Plus, the Steelers-Ravens game is underway. We will keep you updated on that. The 2 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by Manscaped. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the perfect tool for a safe and satisfying Manscaped job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the discount code Chicago.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Still no score between the Ravens and Steelers playing right now. We just had an RG3 fumble on the run pass option. So, I can't imagine he's going to have a great game.
Good times. Good times.
So we'll keep you posted on that. Let's take some calls at 332-3776.
By the way, there have been a couple suggestions on Twitter that the Bears should be permanently in the Wednesday afternoon slot for the remainder
of
the season. Yeah.
Flexed into Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, I've seen that by a couple
them,
people.
Jose and Hegwish, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jose?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. So if we're going with the theory of a GM gets two head coaches, what does Mark Hatley, Jerry Angelo, Phil Emery, and Ryan Pace all have in common? The one constant, Ted Phillips. You want to do this over, you got to do it right. The man's been in charge for 15 years, had four major projects, and they've all failed. Now, if I had a job for 15 years, and four of my projects have failed? I'll tell you what, I ain't going to have a job. His last name is not McCaskey. What's the holdup? Okay, if you want to put your hat up on the coat hanger and say, hey, I built this spaceship on the lakefront. Yeah, buddy, you had an opportunity to get more seats. Now we can't have a Super Bowl because you got a Coliseum mixed with a spaceship. Put your hat on that, buddy. Four failed projects at GM. 15 years, Ted Phillips, get out of here!
Didn't Jose sing to us last time he joined us?
I love Jose. Yeah, I don't know if that's the same one, but you know, he's wrong, though, about the years. It's been more than 15 years. That's like 15 years is putting it mildly. This is, he's had the job since the late 90s after they goofed the McGinnis thing. They goofed the McGinnis hiring after the 98 season. So into 99. And that's when Virginia took Michael away and named Ted. We're past two decades now.
Oh, yeah, because I wasn't kidding when I said he was a good neighbor. He lived in my neighborhood. And that's when I lived at home. And that's been 20-some-odd years since I lived at home.
Look, again, being a nice guy should not equate to being a good quarterback or good head coach or general manager or team president. This is not the man pageant. This is big, big, big-time sports. Bill and Itasca, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Billy.
Hey, just wanted to weigh in on the restructuring. Here's my theory. Everybody says, oh, don't touch the defense, don't touch. The defense is going to be wasted anyway in the next couple of years. I'm saying trade, sell, draft picks, nothing is sacred. Get Trevor, start with one. And then you have a quarterback, might take you 3 or 4 years, then you're going to get quality free agents to want to come play with you.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
I could also suggest you trade for Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you have to start, Bill, talking about things. They're not going to get Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is not going to be available to them. And
if you got to get rid of everything, you don't know.
No, you
really don't know.
I will bet you. Well, let's just have a gentleman's bet, $10, that the Bears will not.
That's not a gentleman's bet. You're betting $10.
Well, I'm a gentleman. I'm a gentleman. I didn't want to make it $200,000 because I know that the odds are in my favor. I'm trying to be a gentleman.
But they're not gonna do, okay, well, they're not going to do it. So how would you collect? Because they're not
going to
do it.
I'm just suggesting to you they're not getting Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, no. Well, unless they wanted to go all in on everything, you don't really know.
Oh, I know.
Bill,
I know.
Your premise may be good about the defense being a luxury and selling it off, and maybe they do go through a rebuild. They're not getting the number one pick. The Jets aren't going to give that. That is, you just don't do that.
You don't have the draft currency.
And we're not going to
get. If you trade away your future number one draft pick, you may.
Yeah, then
why would a team give up the overall number one pick in an era or in a year when you've got a quarterback that I believe, fellas, you're the college football guys, right? He has been more highly rated than any quarterback coming out in the last 30 years. Is that correct? I saw he had whatever the quarterback rating in his college. He was 90-plus for three straight years.
The names that come up are Andrew Luck and then John Elway.
Right.
Like that's the category that he's in as a prospect coming into the NFL.
And I'm not going to tell you that the guarantee. Yeah. There are no guarantees in the NFL. I'm not going to guarantee you that he's going to be a Hall of Famer. But whoever has the number one overall selection is not giving it up.
Right. I agree with you.
And by the way, we've had this conversation a bunch. What should they do in terms of resetting? And I'm open to anything. If you're talking about the big moves, there's no way. If you tried to trade Khalil Mack, I'm no capologist. I think it would destroy your payroll.
Would it not? Yeah, because the signing bonuses then would, the way the cap works, everything would take the hit. It's very, very complicated.
Right. So I think that you could do some things to maneuver around, but the quote-unquote big picture things about the teardown, I don't know how likely all of that is.
So the Steelers had the football at fourth and goal.
Yes.
And Ben Roethlisberger threw one of the worst interceptions I've seen in a long time. And we've watched Mitch and Foles. We've watched Mitch and Nick. And Ben Roethlisberger threw an interception that may have been worse than anything those two have thrown.
Was that great for?
The under, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, I'm glad I rode that with you so far.
On the play, he was in the grasp of Ravens defenders, so he was about to be sacked. So, like, you could also look at it like either get sacked there, give up some yardage, or just toss it up into the
ball
end zone.
Out of bounds.
And that's what he basically
did. Did he get out of the grasp?
Well, it was fourth down, too.
It was fourth and down. Fourth and goal.
Oh, it's fourth down.
Yeah, he just threw it up anyway because they were going to lose possession.
The NFL body's not – they don't know what to do. It's a Wednesday. They're usually wrapping up something and going out for wings and beers with the offensive line at this time.
Remember, we were talking about Tomlin not going for the kill, right?
Yeah.
Fourth and goal, first quarter, your first chance. They went for a touchdown. touchdown instead of trying to kick field goals.
They didn't want the field goal. All right, let's continue to take your calls at 332-3776. And in the 3 o'clock hour, coming up in 2 minutes, we will debut some more holiday parody songs, including a song that may land $1,000. It's up in 2 minutes.